Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Luty, delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Let my steps be guided by your promise. May evil never rule me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us humbly call to mind our sins now, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees, as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law, which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He spreads snow like wool, frost he strews like ashes. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, the ending of today's reading from the book of Deuteronomy is quite a powerful statement and something I think encouraging for us to incorporate into our own spiritual life. "However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." Sometimes in our life, we need little reminders of all of the different aspects of our faith, for example, or reminders of family. This is why we have pictures, maybe, on a mantle someplace that reminds us of who we are. Maybe we have pictures of our parents who are deceased, so we don't forget them. We remember them. We have stained glass windows here in the back of this little chapel. We have statues of the saints in our homes, and those are reminders again of some of the great legacies of our Catholic faith, and they're a reminder for us of how they live their life, how they encourage us to live holy lives, and that we can call upon them and ask them to pray for us. Another way that I think we can look at this reading today, to not forget the things which your own eyes have seen or let them slip from your memory as long as you live, is through a prayer that St. Ignatius of Loyola proposed. And this is a prayer that my parishioners actually were just introduced to last Sunday. We had a parish mission with Father Joe Laramie of the Apostleship of Prayer. And so one of the things I had him do was walk our people through the examine prayer on that first night as he preached about St. Ignatius of Loyola and the prayer styles of St. Ignatius. And that examine prayer then can be done at many different points. It could be done at the end of the day, maybe at the end of the month. You recall the different blessings of the month. Maybe you do it at the end of a year, at different seasons of your life. And this examine prayer, we hear that word examine, and maybe we think of examination of conscience, and that's one aspect of it, thinking of maybe our faults or our struggles and bringing those to the Lord. But it's also looking back with gratitude over the blessings that we have encountered, the blessings and graces from God that we have received. And so at the end of the day, we recall those things. They help us to be moved to give thanks to God. And as we experience each and every day, well, that's one way that we don't forget what our eyes have seen or let slip from our memory all of these different experiences that God has blessed us with. Just yesterday, I had the opportunity to interview Roma Downey. Many of you might remember her from Touched by an Angel. That was probably her claim to fame. But she's written a new book that's coming out next month called Unexpected Blessings, a 90-day devotional. And so I had the opportunity to speak with her about it. And really, that's what she's doing in this little book that she's written, Unexpected Blessings, that she's looking back over the course of her entire life. Many of the days have little reflections about some experience she had on the set of Touched by an Angel or with one of the actresses like Della or so many other things throughout her life, recalling her life in Ireland and what she called the troubles there or her life in general. And in a sense, she's looking back and it moves her to give thanks to God and to discover those unexpected blessings, as the title of her book suggests. So we're able to be moved to give thanks and again, not to forget the things that our own eyes have seen. And really then in that sense, for her, as she shares this book with so many of her fans, also a living testimony and memento for her family and for her children. Just recently, I've had a spree of funerals in the parish. And really, as I thought about that, and today in light of this reading from Deuteronomy, one of the things I realized is that the last three funerals I've had in the last week, that all of them were diagnosed with cancer several months ago. And so they knew it was terminal. They knew it would bring them to their end. And so for 3 months now, they've had the opportunity to be able to look back and not to forget all of the different blessings that they have experienced and to be able to share them with their children. It's really this examined life that can be a great asset to our spiritual life, to always be moved to thanksgiving. Perhaps today we'll be able to look back at the end of the day and discover how God was present to us in expected and unexpected ways. Gathered as a Christian community, let us now offer our prayers of petition. We pray for Pope Francis and his intentions for the church and the world, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. We pray to the Lord. That all in the world will recognize Jesus Christ as Savior and the only way to the Father. We pray to the Lord. For peace in Ukraine, and that all government leaders will protect the most basic rights of all people. We pray to the Lord. For those suffering from financial difficulties or lack of employment, that God will provide for their needs, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Tom Siskevich, in thanksgiving for his 15 years of service to Relevant Radio and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, we give you thanks for the many and varied ways that you are at work in our life. Help us never to forget all the good that you have done, and help us to be open to receive your guidance and direction for the rest of our life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
We come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the prayers of your people, along with these sacrificial offerings, and defend those who celebrate your mysteries from every kind of danger, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and the purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you. May the heavenly banquet at which we have been fed sanctify us, O Lord, and cleansing us of all errors, make us worthy of your promises from on high, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Give to your people, our God, a resolve that is pleasing to you. For by conforming them to your teachings, you bestow on them every favor. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
And thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the root of souls. Amen. And join me now on this Wednesday, devoted to St. Joseph, in the Litany of St. Joseph, found in the Relevant Radio app. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven. God the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray
Saint
us.
Joseph.
Pray
Noble
us.
House of the Son of David.
Pray
Light
for
of Patriarchs.
Pray for
Husband
us.
Of the Mother of God.
Pray for
Guardian
us.
Of the Virgin.
Pray
Foster
us.
Father of the Son of God.
Pray
Faithful
us.
Guardian of Christ.
Pray
Head
us.
Of the Holy Family.
Pray
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray
Joseph, obedient and loyal, pattern
us.
Of patience,
pray
lover of poverty,
pray
model of workers,
pray
example to parents,
pray
guardian of virgins,
pray
pillar
us.
Of family life,
pray
comfort of the troubled,
pray
hope
us.
Of the sick,
pray
patron of the dying,
pray
terror of evil spirits,
pray
head of Relevant Radio,
pray
protector of the church.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.